Lesson 17. Pseudoverbs, dapat, gusto, and others. In the Tagalog language, pseudoverbs accompany principal verbs and express the chief action in the sentence. These are
dapat, maari, or pwede, kailangan, ibig, or gusto, and ayaw.
These pseudoverbs shift the meaning of the main verb to indicate that an action should have been done, or should not have been done, or can be carried out, or cannot be carried out, etc.
Dapat kumain ng gulay ang mga bata.
The children should eat vegetables.
Pwedeng lutuin ang baka.
You may cook the beef.
Maari kayong lumakad na.
You may go already.
Ayaw nilang uminom ng gatas.
They do not like to drink milk.
Kailangang maligo tayo araw-araw.
We need to take a bath every day.
Ibig kong mag-aral ng Tagalog. Gusto kong mag-aral ng Tagalog.
I like to learn Tagalog. Rules for using pseudo-verbs. 1. Use only the infinitive form of the main verb with the affixes mag, in, and hin. Correct.
Dapat kumain ng gulay ang mga bata.
The children must eat vegetables. Incorrect.
Dapat kumakain ng gulay ang mga bata.
Incorrect.
Dapat kakain ng gulay ang mga bata.
Correct.
Kailangang punuin mo ng bato ang paso.
You must fill up the clay pot with stones. Incorrect.
Kailangang pupunuin mo ng bato ang paso.
Incorrect.
Kailangang napuno mo ng bato ang paso.
A ligature is not necessary with ibig, ayaw, and dapat before a main verb. 2. For ibig and gusto, pseudo-verbs, use the form of possessive pronoun that comes after a subject such as ko and mo, and attach the appropriate ligature. Correct.
Ibig kong mag-aral ng Tagalog.
I want to learn Tagalog. Incorrect.
Ibig mag-aral ko ng Tagalog.
Incorrect.
Ibig mag-aral ng Tagalog ako.
Correct.
Gusto kong aralin ang Tagalog.
I want to learn Tagalog. Incorrect.
Gusto aralin ko ng Tagalog.
Incorrect.
Gusto aralin ng Tagalog ako.
3. Except for ibig and gusto, all other pseudo-verbs require a nominative pronoun such as ako and siya. Correct?
Dapat siyang uminom ng gatas.
And incorrect.
Dapat siyang inumin ang gatas.
Similarly, a pseudo-verb requires a possessive pronoun such as niya when used with in-verbs. Correct.
Dapat niyang inumin ang gatas.
And incorrect.
Dapat niyang uminom ng gatas.
4. A pseudoverb that ends in a consonant other than N does not need a suffix. Those ending in vowels need suffixes. Correct?
Ibig uminom ng gatas ang bata.
Correct?
Gustong uminom ng gatas ang bata.
And incorrect.
Gusto uminom ng gatas ang bata.
Following are sample sentences.
Dapat akong sumulat sa aking kaibigan sa Estados Unidos.
I must write to my friend in the United States.
Dapat sulatin ni Peter ang kanyang kwento ngayong gabi.
His or her story must be written by Peter tonight.
Maaari bang linisin mo ang aking sapatos?
Could my shoes be cleaned by you?
Maaari akong maglinis ng iyong sapatos.
I can clean your shoes.
Kailangang mag-aral ang mga estudyante araw-araw.
Students need to study every day.
Ibig nilang magsalita ng Tagalog.
They like to speak Tagalog.
Ayaw niyang kanin ang balut.
He or she does not like balut to be eaten.
Ayaw siyang kumain ng balut.
He or she does not like to eat balut.